The title of the message would be The Power to Establish You According to My Gospel and the Preaching of Jesus Christ. And that is the title. And that would be the verse. The Power to Establish You. To confirm you, it says in the Spanish Bible. To confirm. But I like it, this part over here. It's another meaning. Another meaning is to turn. And you have to help me with this one.
Resolutely.
What that means? Resolutely. It's a good definition from the Greek. Because I'm talking from the Strong dictionary. And that's the definition that gives to establishing. So I'm going definitely in a certain direction. And if we read Luke 9:51, what it says, Luke 9:51? You remember just by memory? Anybody remember what it says just by memory, Luke 9:51? Well, get your Bible, grab your Bible and you read it, you know? Because that is certainly our example of what that confirm or to turn resolutely in a certain direction. The Lord Himself. Is that true? Do you find it? Could you read it for me, brother? That is what it means. The Lord was setting His face to Jerusalem. He knows what's going to happen in Jerusalem. He knows His destiny. He knows that will be the God, the Father, wills. And He steadfast going in that direction. Steadfastly. A strength. That what is establish you. Okay, before I went down to the next point, what is the contrary? What is the opposite to establish? To better understand what establish means, we should go to James chapter 1. I don't have that in my slide presentation, but I want you to stay with me in James 1 and verse 6, 7 and 8. Somebody very clear with clear voice, could you read it for me please? 6, 7 and 8. That would be a good definition for our brother James. What is opposite or contrary to establish? Double-minded, wavering, doubt. I was on the beach in Maroubra Beach with one of my sons and grandsons, and I was watching the waves. Not the ones on the sand, but the ones they hit the rocks. Everywhere, you know, in Australia, you got those. And what happened with those waves? Hit and back. Coming again and coming back. And again. And you stay there for hours. And what is going to happen? It's going to happen the same. Wavering. That's opposite to establish. And then Jude. Come with me to Jude. Judas. Three and four. Another brother could read it. Three and four. Verse three and four, please.
Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to all the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, this is contrary what these people is doing in verse 4 and in verse 3. It's opposite what the Apostle Paul is really meaning in Romans 16:25. But the ones you have, the Holman Bible, New King James Version, Holman. I don't know which one do you have, but the one they have, the Holman Version, is an introduction on the letter. And it says, fight, contend, do battle. When apostasy arises, when false teachers emerge, when the truth of God is attacked, it is time to fight for the faith. Only believers who are spiritually in shape. Look what is good, what is said. How many of you have Holman Bibles? One? Okay. So you're reading with me? What is the introduction there? Anybody else got a Holman Bible? If you got it and you don't know what you got, read it, you know, because it's really good. And it keeps saying, say the beginning of this letter, he focuses on the believer's common salvation, but then he feels compelled to challenge them to contend for the faith. It says, the danger is real. False teachers have crept into the church, turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please. Jude reminds such men of God, past dealing with unbelieving Israel, disobedient angels, and weak Sodom and Gomorrah. In the face of such dangers, Christians should not be caught off guard. The challenge is great, but so is the God who is able to keep them from stumbling. Is that what it says in your Bible too? Amen. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure if you have read this before, but it's a good introduction to the letter. And that is exactly what that means. Because the fight, the battle is real. So the Apostle Paul knew what is going to happen to the Romans and to us. Back to Romans, please. Chapter 16, verse 25. Establish you. And then the Apostle Paul is using that word three times. We should establish our hearts. Then in Thessalonians again, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. Then in 2 Thessalonians, but the Lord is faithful who will establish you and guard from the evil one. James again, establish your heart for the coming of the Lord is ahead. And 1 Peter 5:10, you have suffered a while. Perfect, established, strengthen, and settle you. Why we need to be established? Established in our hearts. Established in every good word and work. Established to be on guard. Established because we need to be perfect, we need to be strengthened, and we need to be settled down. This is very important, you know, because we have a real battle. The fight is real. If we're going to preach the gospel, we need to be established. Don't say, I don't need it. Maybe my neighbor needs. He does. He needs it. Don't think him for a minute, for a second, in that manner. Everybody needs to be established. Amen? Everybody needs to be established in one way or another. Because our heart is weak. Not only the human heart. I'm talking about the spiritual heart. It's weak and needs to be established. We need to fight against so many things, evil things from this world, that we need to be established. And then, according now of Him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. It means more excellent. You can't measure that. Intensity concerning far more according to the gospel. The one who is able, on the Spanish Bible it says, the one who is able has the power to do so. Is that true? The one who is able is because he has the power to establish you, to confirm you. He has the power to give us salvation, but he also has the power to keep up with that salvation. And this is something really, one of very high point in our ministry to the Catholic Roman Catholic people. To know that God, in His power, is going to preserve us from condemnation. And that is according. He is able. He has the power to do so. The one near to Him who is able to establish you according to my gospel. According to my gospel, the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not preach other gospels than to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. In Argentina, the largest evangelical churches not only preach the gospel and not only preach the Lord Jesus Christ. They preach the prosperity. They preach another gospel. They preach the very convenient gospel, and they are very rich and healthy, very healthy. Well, ricas, mucha plata, how you say? Rich. They are rich churches, okay? Because they preach in prosperity. But they preach in another gospel. They're not preaching only the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of salvation. Even they call themselves evangelicals, you know. They preach that kind of gospel. For us to preach, to be established, is only one gospel. And gospel is just, is preaching on the Lord Jesus Christ. When we're preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, we are giving the gospel to the people. The gospel of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. According to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began. That was kept secret until the time was come. Now is the time. Now is when we have the opportunity to preach the gospel. And according to what we read now in the next verse, but now made manifest by the scriptures to made known to what? Tell me, you tell me, to what? To all nations. Australia, Argentina, China, so many countries in Africa. But that's the time, now is the time to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to all nations. The Lord has called Nelly and I to go to Argentina, South America. That's a part of the all nations. Because we understood, we receive ourselves, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we give in to others. Is easy the task? No. By all means, it's not easy. It is easy here in Australia? No, by all means, I don't know. I know it's not easy in Australia either. But we are keeping giving the gospel message to the people because they are facing condemnation. And why we are going to all nations? According to the commandment. It's not because if I like it, if I wish, or if I feeling to do it or not. Huh? We don't do it because we feeling. You know, if I trust my feeling, you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Eh? You know what's going to happen tomorrow if I trust my feelings? I'm keeping doing by the Lord's grace. I keep in doing because I ask him every day, establish me more and more. But I'm able to understand it's a commandment to give the gospel to all nations. Not if you like it or not, not if you want it or not, not if you feel it or not. It's a commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. That's the run. That's where we are running now. We are in that race. Preaching the gospel to the unsaved people in Argentina. We need more workers, and we praise the Lord for the Lord's supply, what is really helping us. We need to keep preaching the gospel. We see some more people in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, that they need the Lord, they need to listen to the gospel, they need salvation. We keep going. Keep praying for us. Keep praying for the Argentinian people. And thank you very much again for all your prayers, for all support, for all your help. And because I ask the Lord, that the Lord keep you established and the faith, established in the gospel. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.